Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about grown man gaming. Get shot probably from a grown man aiming. Call of Duty Black Ops, bring it to your chat box. Turn your speakers on, sit back and relax. And listen to these grown men talk games. Other people do it, yeah, but they're all lame. Talking all genres, covering all lanes. You can call in, cause we're covering all games. Grown man gaming. Tune in and enhance your experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to, episode 5 of Grown Man Gaming here. It's me, Chase Money. We still got Aaron in here, Patty Mack, and we got another guest in here today. Who we got in here?
What's going on, man? It's your boy, Chase.
Nah,
AKA.
Man.
Like,
nah,
I'm driving. Like, I can't do the full-fledged introduction because LZ is in his sleep. Mike's up, and then a lot of peer pressure on work. You know, I just got a lot of stuff on my mind right now while I'm sitting in the back seat of the car driving, man. How am I driving the back seat? Oh, I don't know. Fuck it. Yes, sir! What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Jay Easy, a.k.a. Fresh from the Barbershop, BK the People F, coming to you live on Grown Man Gaming for the first time. Hopefully not last time.
Right.
Definitely not last time.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you go ahead and lead in, Patty, because we're going to talk about this new thing you put us on right before we started the show.
Yeah, well, we've decided that at the start of every show, we're going to try and come out with some news that we found out. And this week, all you guys out there that do your PC gaming, Jay, I know you do some PC gaming with League of Legends and shit like that, but Steam, you know, where everybody goes for these great sales, you know, getting games 90% off and all that sort of shit on the PC, Steam are coming out with their own console. And they are hoping to have that shit operational within the next 3 to 4 months so that they can get some prototype units out for people to start testing and you know, to start tweaking the bugs and getting that shit. So, I mean, if they're getting that ready for the next 3 to 4 months to be tested, you could be looking at another sort of holiday release for another next-gen console.
Like, that's going to be crazy. That's because, first of all, they ain't already got no consoles out. And it seemed like to me, if they were working on this for a while, we'd have been heard something. It sounded like that shit's gonna be rushed on some level of life.
Yeah. So I remember hearing something about it now, but not long ago, maybe six, eight months ago, I think I heard something about it, about how Steam were considering dipping their toes into the console market. And people basically were sort of skeptical because why would they try and fuck with something that they don't need to whenever they have such a monopoly on the PC side? But, I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying. It's suddenly come out of nowhere.
Yep.
That they're only 3 months off having this thing up and ready. Now, I mean, I don't know anything about designing a console, but 3 months seems very quick. And when we haven't heard it, because there's always rumors. I mean, we have rumors about PS4 for the last fucking 3 years.
Yep.
You know? Whereas these guys are coming out just sort of buying, there you go, here, we've got this. It's like something that some kid made in his garage, and, you know, on a Sunday morning. Daddy, look what I made.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. I mean, it might be. Like, we'll see. But, like, you can't just rush a whole console. Like, they rush games and shit. Like, you know, Treyarch and all them other companies. Like, they'll rush the game out and, like, all right, we'll just patch it. Like, you can't patch a whole console, though. So
yeah.
I don't know about them just like throwing that out there like that.
Engineers to everybody's house. You know,
hell yeah.
5 million people in the world all getting engineer visits every 20 days.
Exactly.
I'll say though that if they do put out a Steam box, though, that's going to shut everything down though because Steam games are so fucking cheap.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe that's what needs to happen.
Yeah,
these consoles get their shit together.
You imagine getting Xbox games for like, you know, that are only 3 months old for like fucking $2.99.
Yeah,
I can get behind that.
Well, they'll find a way to stop the whole operation. But like, I mean, I'm trying to think of a console that was rushed. That shit might end up being like used, but it might end up being like Nintendo DS and Vita and all that. Like, I mean, there might be some dudes with that, but people with PC ain't gonna go out and buy the Steam box. And, you know what I mean? I don't really think... I might look at that, but I don't know, man. It really, at the end of the day, I think it's too early. They just trying to get their hands in. You said they're trying to get their feet dipped in, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you consider, I mean, it takes a long time before people build confidence in a console. I mean, PlayStation came out, and not everybody switched out from like their Super Nintendo or their, you know, whatever they had. And then Dreamcast came out, and everybody just fucking looked at it. Some people tried it, and
like, I had that shit.
That's shit. And then they went back to fucking Super Nintendo or fucking moved to the PlayStation. And then the 64. Xbox came out. Shit, you know, and the N64, yeah. So, I mean, they're going to have to be very careful that they don't cause themselves serious issues. Because if they neglect their actual PC side to try and focus on the console side and it falls through, you know, where are they leaving themselves as a company?
Right. Well, see, I'm glad you missed the Dreamcast, though. They dropped the ball all the way on that shit. And it, like you said, it does take a while. Because the first Xbox, I knew one dude in high school that had the first Xbox.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where all the people came from. It might have been the difference with the cost between that and the PS3. So, they ain't just going to be able to drop no
but, I mean,
system.
If you even think, I mean, the Dreamcast was... You had like the Sega Master System, and then you had the Sega Mega Drive, and then you had the Dreamcast. And then after the Dreamcast, Sega became a game producer instead of a console producer. They now work for Nintendo, you know? They
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they produce a lot of shit for the Nintendo. And I mean, you've got Sonic appearing in Mario games, you know, like Mario fucking party games and shit like that, Mario with the Olympics. You got fucking Sonic in there. I mean, Sonic was fucking neck and neck with Mario for fucking 15 years of gaming, and then suddenly he's now fucking Mario's butler.
And he on PlayStation. That's why I was like, man, this shit that went way downhill. They keep putting out games. Let the game have the legacy and just leave it.
Hold,
like,
hold,
they keep
hold
trying
up, hold up. They put Mario on PlayStation? Is that
they
what
put
I
Mar-
No, Sonic.
Sonic.
Sonic on
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that was
a shit. Hey, Nintendo ain't going to do that shit, though. That'll be Sega doing that before Nintendo. Nintendo's real hard-headed about the way they like to do their stuff, so like you can tell by that GameCube controller. I can't believe that controller, yo. That shit was ass. Like, my sister had that. That thing was garbage. It was a Nintendo 64. They ain't been good with controllers anyway. That would be a big part of the whole thing. Like, if you don't got a good controller, like, people are not going to buy your console. So with this box, I mean, you better make it similar to the two popular consoles controllers, because if you don't and you just try to bring out something from way left field, people are not going to be comfortable with your console. I mean, just based off controller alone, some consoles suck.
Yeah.
But ain't the Scruff controller basically a Nintendo 64 ripoff then?
The Scuff joint?
Yeah.
I think the Scuff is a regular plate, like a regular console controller, but it got like those two extra bumpers on the back that they put on there, so it's not like it's still like a regular controller. I believe it's not really a whole different design.
Different paddles on the bottom.
Okay. Yeah.
Tell them how you want them to program.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was thinking the Nintendo 64 had that Z button on the back, like, you know what I'm saying, like you're holding it like a pistol or something.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Controller was garbage. Like, controller on the last couple Nintendo consoles been whacked, and then nowadays, like, you got like 16 buttons on the controllers now, so you really can't just do whatever you want.
You're gonna end up having it like a keyboard. There's gonna be that many fucking buttons that you're gonna actually be typing on it like a keyboard, and then you might as well just go back to PC gaming.
Right.
I need to get a fucking giant ass controller.
Right.
I haven't got the coordination.
We talk about Steam coming out with a console, so what is it going to be, like a low-end PC or something like that? Because the whole deal is PC games, so a lot of those games you can't run unless you have a current PC. So what is it going to be, a low-end PC with a decent graphics card and a bunch of RAM or something that you can upgrade, an upgradable or whatever? So, but I just don't see how that's going to work if they make a Steam box. I mean, I guess what it'll be, it's going to have upgrade on the fly like the Nintendo before the go get extra RAM or a different video card, you know. Just I just don't see how it would work.
But
it just don't support them having a actual console, unless it's a low-end PC or something like that. Then you're going to have to turn all your graphics down and stuff like that, then that kind of defeats the purpose of you want a Steam box in the first place, you can just play it on your own whack PC and download Steam.
Exactly. I mean, you can get a cheap piece of shit fucking secondhand PC for, you know, $150 or something like that, and fucking, that was $100 obviously. You know, why go out and pay $400 or $500 for this new fucking console, which is gonna have less power than a piece of shit PC? Exactly,
yep.
Right.
I think with that, though, they're basically marketing it to the people that don't want to spend $1,000 on a gaming PC. You know what I'm saying? I think that's where the market's going to be.
It's pretty much going to be a low end PC. In that case, I just can't get around the fact that I might as well just use my weak ass laptop instead of buying something new. That's the part that I can't get over. But then at the same time, I guess some people, you know. I don't see it. I can't see it. Because that's the whole reason that people buy consoles is because you buy a console rather than a PC because the cabinet set on PC, but the next game that comes out, your PC is going to be largely obsolete, so you're going to have to buy, you know, another graphics card, get some more RAM or what have you. And people buy consoles is because they program the game for the console. But the PC side, they don't give a shit about your PC. The only thing they do is just say, hey, we're going to make this game. If your PC can't run it, then that's on you. But with consoles, you don't have to constantly upgrade them because they use the constraints of the hardware of the console to do it. So that's the disconnect I'm seeing is that, you know, the games download, they're not going to care about, we're going to make these, the Steam box settings would be this. And then everything else is, you know, ordinary PCs you can play it with whatever you want. So.
If you think, I mean, the PS3 and the Xbox 360 are both out, 6, 7, 8 years or whatever. How many times have you upgraded your PC in the last 7 years? And how many times would you need to upgrade it in 7 years to keep it on top of what's coming out?
Right.
You know, where the console is just exactly what it is. It's the exact same as it fucking was at the start.
Exactly. And they program it for that, and they try to put the limit that you can probably buy Call of Duty has, where I am convinced that the bag is all the fact hardware itself cannot push it. There's no way that they release this game 3-4 times in a row. Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2 were so good, and there was none of these problems, and all that computer mode and all that other stuff that needs extra processor, and then all of a sudden it just goes, it's unplayable.
Come on, now Jay, you know you've been tweeted that, you know, that shit's all in your head.
Yeah,
you
know.
It's all in your head.
Man, I done seen footage. I tweeted the link. I'm about to tweet it out again of fucking just straight examples in on split screen mode on a machine that's not connected to a network of lag. Like your player, like there's like so much of a gap between what we see and what the other person that's on the other side sees. You're not going to sit up here and tell me that's all in my head. I play any other game, any other Call of Duty before Black Ops 1, any other shooter, I don't have none of these problems. But on this shit, like he said, they went ahead and put the theater mode, and they took stopping power out the game, which would probably help that shit a lot. And they just went out here, here you go right here. Because, and the people screaming for, we need a new engine. I keep telling dudes, if they had to give us a new engine this time, you'd be really bitching about lag because I don't think we can run one with the console and keep the connection good.
Right, and I'm with you on that. But the thing is that I keep using as an example too is how is it that it takes more bullets to kill somebody in every game since Modern Warfare 2? It takes more bullets to kill somebody, but on Modern Warfare 2, I can get away from bullets all the time. You start shooting me, and I can get around the corner. I can get away from you all the time. I can never get away from anybody in the other game. It just doesn't happen. You get shot, it feels like you died by one bullet, so it feels like it takes less bullets to kill me, but it takes me 10 times bullets to kill somebody else. And to me, it's just, I don't know. And then sometimes it's worse when I'm host. Because when I'm host, it's like, I get hung out to dry. But now in Modern Warfare 2, in their defense in that part, if you were hosting Modern Warfare 2, you kill people with one bullet, but you died in one bullet too, it seemed like. So you picked it away. But in Black Ops 2 and any game since first Black Ops, it's like I can't get away from bullets. Hardly ever. David.
Yeah, well, you got fucking Angelina Jolie fucking venting bullets around the fucking walls, chasing you and shit.
I know. Exactly. Like I said, yeah. One of the fate.
Yeah.
Since Black Ops 1, though, it's forced me to play hardcore, though, just because of the connections. That's why I play hardcore, because you ain't got to deal with the bullshit connections there. But yeah, I see what you're up to. It's some bullshit.
Yeah, I said, I don't even play it. I can't even do it to myself. I mean, it's been a while since I played it. I just cannot do it to myself. But back on track, like I said, I just feel like, you know, maybe, yeah, they would come out and say, well, they could come out and say it because sales would be hurt. But we'll see this time if the whole thing has been, well, no, we won't see it this time. We'll see it next time or whenever they stop making it. I don't know, like okay, let's say this year, I don't know if they're going to make Call of Duty twice. Like they used to make games for each console.
Yeah.
Then up for it to 720, and the, or are they gonna make it for the 720 and down for it? You know, because like they did Madden Next Gen, they made two versions of Madden, but they made it for the regular Xbox, and then they made Next Gen for the other for the 360. So I don't know this. If they're gonna make it for the regular Xbox and then just port it out to the 720, or they're gonna make it to the 720 and then just down to everything else. There's gonna be something interesting this time, and then so we still won't even see until next year. So this November, you might as well not look for anything. But next year, then we should be able to see it. Or when they finally decommission the 360, then we might see it. But who knows? They never do.
No. That's one of the things I was wondering. Since we own the Call of Duty and the whole developer relationship type of thing, we might as well go ahead and get over to that topic. We wanted to talk about last week, but we wanted to wait till you or somebody else was on the show, was basically YouTube's effect on the game, because now we had a point where, like, let's say 5-6 years ago, there was a Twitter, but you couldn't just get on there and talk directly to a game developer and have the game developer do this and do that. And what we wanted to touch on was, has YouTube, we know YouTube has helped gaming, but like, what are the ways that it's actually hurt games from being what they were before the YouTube thing? Because a lot of shit that we see in the games that we hate, it's basically stuff that they see other people doing on YouTube, whether it be somebody telling them, hey, don't do this, or, you know, you tell a whole bunch of kids, don't do this, that they're going to do it, or just tactics with Call of Duty, hell, Madden, and 2K. Like, there's so much cheese that you wouldn't even know about if it wasn't for YouTube. So I think we want to go ahead and try to get into that a little bit.
Well, let me say this. Whoever the fuck thought of the assault shield and then the pistols, fuck you.
Right.
I don't know what channel did that, but fuck you.
That was just dumb. What were you about to say, Jay?
No, I said, there were always, so as long as there's been online gaming,
right,
there were forums. So somebody always knew about the nano blitz. Somebody always knew about the auto alley bug. Somebody always knew about the corner three-pointer. Somebody always knew about it. They would put it on these websites, and everybody would find out about it. But it was few and far between because people don't like to read. It's
right.
Right. But now, yeah. So it's like you go to the site, and you see the glitch, and, you know, maybe 10 out of the whole community, out of 10 out of the whole community, let's say like this, in Madden 2007, I was ranked, they cut it out. In Madden 2007, I was ranked number 135 in the world, and I just slid because I stopped playing because it wasn't all this BS in the game. Next year, when everything got popular, and you know, and I think 2000, the next year 2008, 2009 was when everybody started really paying attention to the internet and stuff like that. And then the first YouTube video started coming out 2009, 2010. I started feeling like, wow, I can't. I mean, like, everybody knows about this play right here. Everybody knows this, everybody knows that. So you always ran up against some people that would just cheese their way to victory, but then there weren't that many people, because if you were going to look for it, you actually had to go search the internet and really be on websites and find out about it. Then sometimes they post out because of the game. But then now you just look it up on YouTube and somebody is showing you how to do it. And so, I mean, I can't think of much positive impact that it has had. know, I mean, it really, I know it didn't used to be like that, but then at the same time, it could be because more people are playing the game, more people are getting accustomed to online gaming, you know, and more people are just going that way, or it could literally be that more people are in at this way to beat, you know, to run a nano blitz. So this is the easy way to sit in the corner right here and, you know, everybody has to come by you. So I'm going to say it's a lot different now. And I would say with the last 3 or 4 years with YouTube, it has gotten worse. But they were always out there. They were just far between because people just don't like to read. They want to go to the website and find out about it. So.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, because I was playing, like you said, Madden 07. I think I was playing online Madden a little bit. See, that's another thing. I was using DSL. I had like 2 down, 1 up. No lag. I was having no lag on Madden on PS2 with that whack-ass DSL connection I had. Now I got Fios 50 and 25, and I'm experiencing lag. But at least as far as that goes, like you're right. Like, there was a couple dudes that I played, and specifically the first dude I played that was cheesing, I think that might have been Madden 08. It was 7 or 8. He was doing that quick pass stuff, which is very easy to stop. But, like, you know what I mean? You call hype, you put somebody on a slant before, and you just hurry up and throw it. And if you don't, if you bump, none of that shit worked. But there was only 2 or 3 dudes I ran into doing that. If it was today, everybody would be doing it because everybody is rocket catching, and like you said, the nanos and stuff. So I definitely think it's more about, because YouTube is the second biggest search engine. So when people search for stuff for Google, they end up going right to YouTube next. And when you got video tutorials, how to rocket catch, how to nano blitz, and like, you know, it's clearly something that's unfair. And then at the same time, a lot of people have to do this stuff to basically counter the person that's doing it to them. So you got half the guys that's straight cheesing, you got the other half of people that are trying to figure out how to counter the person, you know what I'm saying? And I do feel like most of that has come from YouTube because nobody was doing that. I used to always read forums just from being a sneakerhead and trying to buy shoes online. So I got used to reading long, you know, texts and stuff. So I would find that stuff. But a lot of people, they wasn't reading that shit like you said. They need video.
Especially cats from where I was from. Man, that's all who was playing Madden, dude, from the hood back then. Because that's the only people that really had the internet. Nobody was buying the internet for their kids and stuff like that. They just, look, man, I ain't going to even lie to you. No boys down the street had the internet just so they could play Madden. And they had every system to play that shit on. And they were going to play it. And they were going to bet and try to, you know, make money. That's what they could. That's what they did. And, I mean, so when I played them, I just beat the hell out of them. Or when I played people in college, I beat them. And, you know, I got out of college 1 or 2 years. I was beating everybody still, you know, like, I mean, I'm talking about between 2005 and 2007, I had single-digit losses in the entire year. Like, I didn't have 10 losses for the entire year. And now, like, you might get 10 losses in a week. And I'm like, I know nothing has changed here. But see, the thing was, in 2005, between 2005 and 2007, they had the vision cone. So you couldn't just bullshit your way to victory. You had to be able to snap to the person that you're going to throw it to and look at them. So you just couldn't use, you know, and who has a cone the size of my thumbnail and beat me when I was using, like, I could be using Michael Vick, but it didn't matter because I knew how to play football.
Right.
They made the other hat, which brings me to my point, which is you should not be able to rocket catch unless you knew how to play the game. You had to be able to select the man, run in front of the circle, stop him, turn around, and then hit Y at the right time so you could box the man out and catch it. Now, the guy runs to the circle by himself, and he'll stand there by himself, so all you have to do is mash toward the ball and jump now. So they made games a lot easier, too. That's part of it as well. And I understand that because they want to sell copies. That's one thing, but I wish that they would bring back hardcore mode online in Madden where it was none of that bullshit. You can't go for it on fourth down.
Yep.
Yards, and you couldn't run the same play more than bro. You couldn't audible through it. Like, they killed the audible. You couldn't do it. You had to be able to play football. Because that's all I played those 3 years they had hardcore mode. That was it. I didn't play regular mode because I thought it was BS. But hey, it is what it is.
Yep. That's exactly right. Like you said, it's you know, the video. Oh, let me figure out how to do it. I mean, because there's people I know. It's like, this dude, he can't read that well. he might be good at the other game, but he can't really read that well. Now he got a video to watch, and then you play him, right. And it's like, nah, he's just straight up cheesing. And around the same time the YouTube stuff blew up is when they just started making all the games, like all the online head-to-head games, not even head-to-head, but just online games easier, like with all the little noob stuff in there. You know what I mean? Before, if you was garbage, you just got smashed. If you wanted to bet, you lost your money, and you just got better at the game. That's how we played. But as time went on, they started, like, with Call of Duty, the death streaks, the high bullet damage with the skill base, this and all this other stuff. Then with the Madden, they started to make it so that you didn't have to time your interceptions anymore. They took the speed burst. They took speed burst and put auto speed. Now, you can turn it off, but everybody should have to control their own player speed by themselves.
You can't charge the hole. That was one thing that I didn't like too. That's another reason I stopped playing. And then, like I was saying, like in hardcore mode too, when you play it, man, there was no computer assistance. So if you're getting your ass beat, and I'm ready to play this that's whipping you, like, okay, now it, man, if I'm strong, offensive line stop blocking. It's just stupid stuff like that just starts happening because there's computer assistance. So there was none of that in hardcore mode. You get your ass beat, that's it. I mean, you just gonna lose. And you couldn't turn that off either. And it was on all Madden. So that was another reason. But now when you play online, what is it, all pro? Something like that?
All pro. Yeah, it's been like that for a couple of years now, man. You can't get all Madden. It got to be unranked.
Yeah, that's why I stopped playing. See, back then, ranked game hardcore was all Madden mode.
Yep.
That's what we put it on. So when I come here and you play now, people, you know, they're not playing defense. They're not doing anything. And like you're saying all that to say that they have made these games progressively easier for people that can't play. But, you know, that's the trophy. Everybody gets the trophy society that we live in, so everybody can feel good about themselves. But, like, I just came from the team, and me and my buddy was just talking. We were like, man, people arguing about playing on the list. Matter is, you know, if you go to any other gym in America, y'all couldn't even get a run because y'all suck. But, you know, since you signed a list, you got to be able to play because you paid you $35 a month. So, whatever. You know, normally you got to call the Knicks and you have to wait till your Knicks comes up or
right.
Don't play. If you can't play, you don't get picked.
Hell yeah.
You waited two or three downs to play. I always got picked up. Man, that's good.
So, on the subject of the whole YouTube thing, let me see if we can get Aaron and Patty's input on that. Is well, like another thing I feel like YouTube is doing is actually teaching people not to play, not just to play like some bitches and do whatever they need to do, whether it's hack, sit in the corner, you know what I mean, blitz, whatever, but also to quit games. I like a lot of people before, like I would go back and I would play, like I remember when nobody would hardly ever quit unless they had to leave home, you know what I'm saying? Like people would take their ass whoopings, whether it was in 2K, Madden, Call of Duty, all those big games, but now, like, especially if you're playing with somebody that they consider yourself good at the game, you will destroy them, a whole clan. People leave. As soon as they realize, oh, this person I'm playing against, he knows he's not just a person that fucking sits back eating Play-Doh. Like, this person knows how to play. Now I'm leaving the game. There's a lot of that, and I feel like YouTube is also part of that.
Yeah, I mean, well, YouTube and then the advent of, like, MLG and stuff, and everybody thinks that they're fucking, you know, they are a major league gamer and that they're going to go to tournaments and fucking win money, even though these sons of bitches never leave their fucking houses. They don't even wash, but they think that they are fucking, you know, they're god killers. And that's, they suddenly think that, you know, oh my god, my online virtual stats in a video game where virtual characters run around and get shot by fucking other virtual characters mean something to their lives. And I mean, one of the very first Twitter conversations I ever saw after signing on and signing up to Twitter was Jay Easy talking to NASA One about how effective would it be to go to a bar and talk to the hot chick at the end of the bar about your KD.
Wait, is that
bullshit,
you know,
though?
Where is that going to get you?
See, well, you let them tell that. It might get, like, if I'm good at the game, then I can make YouTube videos, and then I'll get money, then I get a girlfriend. I think that's what some of these dudes
think. The only way that you could possibly spin that is you could try to big up your manual dexterity and your fingers. And say, you know, if I can do this shit good, you know what else I can do good. But that's right,
that's it.
I would challenge that.
I'll definitely say though, that being good at a game don't get you shit. Trust me on that. I know that. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty good at Call of Duty or whatever, but like I don't give two fucks about KD. I play for score per minute, all that shit. I don't give two fucks if I'm getting views on my videos or not. I just do it for fun, to be honest.
Right.
Like you're saying though, a lot of people think that their KD or their rank in the world is gonna get them some pussy. No, you let me know the first person to get some pussy from fucking having a 4 KD.
X Jaws.
You told me that.
X Jaws.
And I'm thinking that dude's making fucking mad money, and he's got a porn star. But I mean, like, he's camping out inside that chick. I mean, there's no way he's actually having sex with her. He's just putting on a fucking miner's helmet and climbing in.
You don't have to. Shit.
But I mean, what it is though. But like you said, I mean, if you do anything in life, one person is gonna get rich off of it, and one person is gonna. I mean, you could make up. You know, we could be like everybody could be. It could be cool to go pick up dog shit out the neighborhood tomorrow. And somebody's going to get rich off of it because somebody's going to monopolize the whole neighborhood and get three or four neighborhoods to pay them. And then, you know, they're going to get rich off of it, right?
Yeah.
But everybody else is just going to be picking up dog shit just for help. like, no matter what you do, you know, somebody can get rich off of it, right? But not everybody is that person. And that's what
you better copyright that idea, Jay.
Hey. No, but that's
the
wrong
shit. That is the greatest analogy I've ever heard.
I mean, like, for real, like, that's right. Everybody else is still picking up dog shit, trying to get to where this person is. But at the end of the day, now you're only just picking up dog shit.
Right. He already monopolized. They've already monopolized it. They already got all the neighborhoods. I'm already picking up all the dog shit. And everybody else is just picking up scraps. But see, you know, like you said, he gets to the point where he don't even have to pick up dog shit no more. He got everybody else picking up that shit for me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he starts paying you minimum wage to pick up that dog shit.
Hell yeah.
So
American dream, goddammit.
A lot of those people, like, a lot of videos not even good, which, you know, whatever, they're not entertaining. And maybe it's not entertaining to me. Maybe I'm not entertaining to other people. So that's fine, you know. But the people that I would entertain largely don't watch YouTube videos. I mean, that's just a fact of life. And if you tailor make your channel to entertain 12-year-olds, which I have no idea how to entertain a 12-year-old, but I understand what Woody does because he has a 12-year-old, I guess. I mean, he got kids. So he knows how to entertain kids. And then you got X-Jones, who is a kid. So he would know, you know, what kids think. I don't have the slightest fucking idea what kids think is cool right now because some people like Drake. I don't even like him. I'm listening to Tupac. Like, every time I listen to, like, yo, y'all better be glad that this man is dead and Biggie dead and, you know, DMX just went out of his mind. You know, and the Lox just got pissed off with Diddy. And, like, all these
things,
they just, y'all better be glad because y'all wouldn't even be able to sell records right now.
Nope.
But, you know, it is what it is. But they are the MC Hammer of YouTube.
Did anybody else just get a really fucked up image of Woody in like parachute pants, big purple silk parachute pants, fucking doing the running man?
Right.
Oh Jesus Christ.
But like when we were young, when we were young, we liked MC Hammer because we were young. But older people hated him. They're like, yo, this is whack. But we didn't understand it because we were young and we just thought the music was cool and our parents would let us listen to it because there was no cursing. So that's why I thought MC Hammer was cool because it's all listening. Now, 10 years, 20 years later, I'm looking back on that like, this music was terrible.
Yeah.
But you can't touch this? Are you serious? And then, you know, so then you go back and listen to like from that same time, you know, you go listen to Outkast and the early Tupac and, you know, who was back then, you know, well, these guys, you know, to the real MCs from that time, you're like, yo, these guys were on top of it, but don't have the slightest inkling.
Yeah.
That's what you got there. Cool.
No, that's, I mean, them was all good analogies. Like, and like, cause my girl, like you said, like when I make my videos, I always say if a person doesn't watch Call of Duty, well, he finds it interesting. And I really try to shoot for that because then other people will watch. But like, if you can get people that don't even play the game to watch, it's like, all right, well, I'm entertaining. So like, sometimes I let my girl watch some of these dudes. She's like, like, who is this dude? He's horrible. And I'm like, well, look at his sub count there. You got 1 million, 2 million. Because like you said, the MCM Hammer analogy is right. When you're younger, it's a cool dude. But when you're older, it's like, man, this dude sucks. And he's always right. Going to suck you.
Exactly. I mean, look at Hammer, like, how he puts on a good show. At least he's entertaining because he danced. But these guys, they don't even dance.
Nah. Well, they do, but they do that Harlem Shake bullshit. No,
Diddy Dan,
with the shiny suit song, and do the Diddy Dan. Don't give them no video ideas, man, because that shit will go up.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It is what it is, man, but like, I think YouTube, okay, so the corruptible minds of America, which means that those people that allow their children to watch it unsupervised and all of that, corruptible minds of America, yeah, I mean, they always going to be corrupt. That's always the weak-minded, and that's what everything is tailored toward, insurance, all types of stuff. It's tailored toward the weak-minded, and then the weak-minded have to get it, so then they make the strong-minded have to, too. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is, man. That's a whole other subject. But just look at, like, you know, they create, the content is bad, and then, like, I keep seeing people, you know, saying, talking about, when Black Ops first came out, everyone was like, yeah, these 100-plus videos and these 100-plus, you know, 70, I don't put up videos, this, that. And I was just like, I think me and you were like, I always look at your videos, you just say, I can fuck about this for all the thing I'm going to do is put up what I put up. So that's Then, you know, all of a sudden these guys, yeah, I'm not even enjoying the game no more, blah, blah, this, that. You know, now I'm just going to put up what I like. But, okay, woo, and we like, you should have been doing that from the beginning. I just understand how it's 20 gun kills, and like how you get 100 plus and you don't even get a mess. That's how you know it. To me, that's damn near fraudulent to me. Okay, so you got 100 kills, but none of them were 30 in a row. Don't go in that whole thing that you get 30 in a row with your gun. I don't see that happening. So it is
Well, shit. Not only that, but go ahead, Patty.
No, but it's okay. Carry on, because I actually want to bring up something good about YouTube. So let's keep bashing that shit for another minute or two.
Real quick, I mean, as far as like the little kid thing, that I felt like some of the other dudes, like we grown, like we know better. We know what we shouldn't really do with the kids. I felt like they really basically was using their subscribers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the dudes are good. Don't get me wrong, but like they were making the. You say, you know, your subs is always begging, you know, can I play with you? You know, even when I had only 500 subs, people wanted to play with me. And I said, yeah, and there was no strings attached. We don't need to, I would like to win, but, like, I don't want you to play a certain way or use a certain gun. When the last game came out, they would have their subs, oh, you got to run these kill streaks and you got to be in this part of the map and all that shit. Like, you could tell that to a whole bunch of kids. But, like, if you had a lobby full of grown men that was your sub, they're not going to follow that bullshit procedure you got. So I felt like a lot of people do take advantage of kids on YouTube just by having them do little stuff like that or sending them, I don't like Jay-Z, let me send all my subs to his channel and little shit like that because they're really taking advantage of the younger people, whether it's with video titles or just shit like that.
Well, and I'm going to piggyback off of that and tell you why, because what they're taking advantage of, they're not taking advantage of the children, they're taking advantage of the adolescent mind, which says that I need to be a part of something.
Okay.
And these cats are not a part of, you know, okay, back when I was in school, it was summertime, baseball, fall, football, winter, basketball. Then after that, I did all the academic super bitch smart kids. Got to talk about I'm not smart at all. I just, you know, got 50 shit like that. You know, I had got into Princeton University and all types of shit like that. But I ain't smart at all, so damn all the smart part. I was doing shit all year in the neighborhood. These cats, they don't never how, like Patty said, they don't even watch. So they're not going to get no, I was chasing too. But they're not doing any of that. So they have to be part of something. And so if I'm a part of Troll Nation, or, you know, he says go flag this, so We got that video taken down. That's what they feel. They feel a sense of accomplishment. We got that video taken down. And I was a part instead of thinking, yo, what? And when they hit 16, 17, 18, they'll realize that shit was lame. I'm glad I could do that. But at 20 years old, you feel like you accomplished something. So that is what it is. That's what they're taking advantage of. To feel like
That's a great point. I never even thought about it like that. That's a great point, Jay.
Yeah, people just want to fit in. They want to be part of something always, no matter where you are.
Right.
No matter what it is you do.
No, no. What was you about to say about the good side? Which there are many good sides. It's just we hear about those and we see them more than we do.
Yeah. Well, what I actually...
What we should do is take their need to feel a part of something and combine that with Shit Pickers of America and then get them to pick up all the shit. And
go, Diamond J. You got to get that shit copyrighted, dude, or trademarked or some shit. Because tomorrow somebody's gonna be going out and fucking filing a copyright claim for the fucking a whole bunch of websites, Shit Pickers of America, Shit Pickers of Europe. That shit's just gonna go global.
Right.
No, what I was gonna say is, and I mean it's not really. I wouldn't say it's a common sort of thing to come off YouTube, but. You know, we all end up getting friends. I mean, we all know each other. We talk to each other quite regularly. And we would consider each other to be friendly with each other. I mean, Aaron and I have both said that, you know, I would consider him a better friend than a lot of people that I've ever met. Like, you know, in real life, for want of a better term, you know. And because if I ever needed somebody to talk to, I know I can hit him up on Twitter. He'd be on Skype in 5 minutes. And if I need somebody to talk to, I can talk to him. But, I mean, we've all got different people like that, and it's through gaming and through YouTube. And two of the guys that I would be closest to in that sense would be Barn and Effect, who I've mentioned a couple of times on the show in different weeks, and Rockefeller. And, I mean, this is one of the beautiful, beautiful things, right? So I've only ever really gamed with these guys. I met Rock at a gaming convention a couple of years ago, but Barn and Effect is getting married in May, and he has invited me and Rock to his wedding.
And y'all met on YouTube. See, that's the stuff I look at. See, that's why I make videos, because that's what I focus on. Like, a lot of dudes get caught up in, oh, you know, this is going on with this group, or my subs ain't watching this video or that video. It's like, nah, man. Besides that, like you said, man, I met a lot of, like, cool dudes on here just from that. Or just even if you watch your videos and you click on the person that left a nice comment on your video and you see, oh, this person's from Australia somewhere, or he's in a place that you never heard of. Like, that's the type of shit. That really, you know what I'm saying, makes me feel good.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking... I've met Rock before, as I say, but I've never actually met Barn face-to-face, and yet the guy feels close enough to the two of us to be able to invite us to the worst day of his life. I mean, the dude gets married.
Right.
Who the fuck gets married anymore? I mean, that's just crazy.
I don't know, man.
That's just some fucked up shit. I know you're married enough, but I mean, that's just crazy. But he's inviting us to watch him get tortured. And that's just, I think that's fantastic.
Right, I cried on inside.
I'll say, on my good side of YouTube, though, other than, like, actually meeting people, I'll agree with Patty on that. I met a lot of cool people that, you know what I'm saying, I would consider real close friends, even though I haven't met them. But other than that, like, the good side of YouTube, I've actually learned how to play games or figured out how to get through missions from YouTube.
Right.
I was stuck on.
Yeah.
And, like I was a terrible Call of Duty player, but, like, I searched how to use the AC-130 in Modern Warfare 2, and then I started watching videos on that, and I got a lot better at Call of Duty from watching YouTube. So I think that's the good side of it, but it could be a part of the bad side too.
Well, yeah. Well, like I did the same thing. I wanted to get better, but see, I watched some dudes, and then I'm watching them, and like I was smart enough to know it's like I don't have to play like this dude. He has a lot of knowledge and stuff of the game. Let me just take that from his game, because I'm not going to stand behind this box and shoot people with my eyelashes. You know what I'm saying? So I learned by watching, and a lot of people can't separate that, and they think, oh, well, let me try exactly what they're doing. So like you said, you actually use it to get better at the game, but you didn't feel that you needed to do the other stuff that is clearly cheap. So a lot of people can't do that. So I feel like us adults, most of us will watch that and be like, well, I can do this, but I'm most certainly not going to sit in this corner over here and wait for people to walk past. So I think that's part of
it. Right, because, I mean, I was a I would say an average player before I started watching YouTube, but I watched YouTube to learn how to rush, basically, because I was basically a dancer before I started watching YouTube, and I'm like, man, this shit's boring. Let me figure out a way to entertain myself more. And I mean, that's how I basically learned how to rush, was watching Sandy Ravage.
I found Sandy Ravage and Fist. I went from Wings, Woody, and other dudes, and I found Fist, and I was like, oh, you can actually move playing this game? Let me try this. And I'll use this other shit over here, for real, because I'm not going to play like that. Like, I ain't got no problem. If that's what you want to play, then you do that. But you need to explain to the people why you play the way you play, and don't not no bullshit excuse. Because you see people trying to play like them, like grown men, too, sometimes. It's like, what are you even doing back here in the corner with the sniper rifle? You're 1 in 17, and you just killed me.
Yo, I'm sorry, but I can't snipe, okay? That's just what I'm doing.
Yeah, I hate that excuse. Like, I'm camping because I'm sniping. Yeah, but they give you quickscope.
The sniper rifles are the best shotguns in the game.
Oh, every year.
Yeah,
every,
just run up and spam that shit.
See, that's what I was saying about YouTube and maybe the, just part of the negative thing. Like, I mean, the quickscope and stuff, like, I don't have a problem with it because I know how to do it. I just stopped doing that. I'll probably put up another video. I haven't done. I do like one quick scoping video per Call of Duty. I'll probably put one up, but I don't like doing that because when somebody gets me after I shot them, that shit pisses me off. And like the majority of people, like I said, I don't have a problem with it. I think it's cool, but like I know I can understand why somebody would not like that. And for those developers to put it in the game, it was only because they have a close relationship with a group of people from YouTube. Because the majority, if you ask them if they want that in the game, they're going to tell you no. So that's
not
part of
no,
it.
No, but hell no.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, man, I think the good side of YouTube outweighs the bad, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well,
it depends on how you take it. It depends on you.
Well, I mean, just look at what we're doing. There's the four of us are sitting here. We're having a good time talking about that. And that has come from YouTube.
I largely ignore the bad,
because that's the thing. I mean, people that are going to get bogged down by the negative side of YouTube, or people that are going to get bogged down by the negative side of life, they're people that are just looking for things to complain about all the time and just have that negativity about themselves. Whereas, you know, if you have a fucking enough of a grown-up mind to be able to just think, right, well, that shit annoys me, I'm going to fucking ignore that, then you're going to be fine, you know?
Yep.
I mean, I just go do my favorite pastime, which go look at my Facebook friends and look at all the girls that I didn't end up with and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm like this.
Right. Now we got like three media networks and you see all the same people on all three of them, just like, what? Damn it.
God, I'm so glad I did not end up with this chick. That's all you're thinking. I'm glad I didn't. I wouldn't even talk to her now, you know, like that. Like, my standards must have been stupid low back then. Oh my God.
We all had that fat chick, okay?
Yeah,
every time
I get a click on the caller, though, they keep linking up.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't worry. Everybody had their one, but I'm just like, I'm happy, you know what I mean? It didn't even go like that. I'm at the point now, I'm 25, like, some of them is like straight, like, crackheads and stuff. Like, you can see it because they starting to get that look to them. Like, all crackheads look the same anyway after a while. So, yeah, you can start seeing that shit.
I'll never realize that, but that's true, Chase.
Real shit, yeah. What was you saying, Jay?
No, I was just saying, you know, like the longer you go, the more you just realize that. I mean, I'm saying, this, you know, the female is kind of just say, like, when you look back at YouTube, be like, you know, I thought this cat was cool when it first started, and he's like, I'm glad I didn't deal with him. He's a dickhead, or you know, just like you keep looking back, and the more you look back, like, I'm glad I didn't end up talking to that group or trying to get in with these guys or whatever. It's just not conducive what I am trying to do, or you know, what do you say? I don't want to call it it's not conducive to the persona that I want to be. But I ain't no bitch ass dude, and I don't want to, you know, hang with bitch ass. This people gonna think bitch ass.
Yep.
I'm going. Like, I look I have on Skype now, because in YouTube's infancy for the Call of Duty community, you know, I was at like 4,000 subs quick, and that was a lot back then in 2010. Yeah. You know, when you first started. And you know, I got a lot of people on my list, and I'm like, yo, I'm glad I didn't deal with these cats. So you know, I just look at them like, I can't believe, you know, I have them on my list, but like, damn, you are. Like,
straight up.
I'd rather. I'm just glad. Like, when I get done, I just say I did it my way, and I want to call for people done now. I want to make videos. I'm just stupid busy. It's just hard right now. But no big.
Right. Well, we down. Yeah. Damn. This show went quick. We down to our last 9 minutes. Before we close out, we got to hit them with the buy or sell. This week's buy or sell. You buy or sell if it's gonna be a good game. God of War Ascension. We're gonna start with you, Aaron. What you think? Buy or sell God of War 3 or God of War Ascension being a good game?
I'm gonna go with buy, just because. But I'm gonna have an asterisk by that. I ain't never played a God of War game, but because I don't own a PlayStation. But every trailer, every video I've ever seen on God of War was the shit. So I'm going to go with buy on that one.
Okay. What about you, Jay?
I say buy, but you know what? I think at this point in time, okay, so this is what's going to happen. I'm going to buy. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be cool, but people are going to be pissed about the story, because in the last God of War, it really was supposed to end. It was really supposed to be locked up, and there was supposed to be no way that they could make a damn sequel, and they did it. So you're going to have some people that's going to be pissed off for that reason, and there's going to be some things that don't fit, and you're going to be like, Kratos would never do this. I mean, just that's going to happen. But other than that, the gameplay, the graphics, all that's going to be good. I say bye, but you're going to have some pissed off people out of War Furious.
Right. What you got, Patty?
Well, you see, I'm big into the God of War games. I mean, I said to you guys before we got on, I'm going to steal a PS3 next week. My girlfriend's brother is in Australia for 6 months, and he's left his PS3 at home, and I'm breaking in and stealing that so that I can get this game, because I'm all over buying that. That this is going to be awesome. And from what I've read up on it, they've actually made it a prequel, so
I'd do something.
Yeah, you see, I think the way the storyline is going to go is, well, in the original ones, Kratos, who was this Greek warrior, was tricked into killing his family, his wife, and his
right.
child by Ares, the god of war.
Right.
And then he got pissed off about that, obviously, as you would, and he went and tried to kill Ares, and that's what the whole series was about, was him killing Ares and then taking on all the gods of Olympus. Now, in this one, this is the prequel, and this takes place 6 months after he killed his wife and child. So it's before all the other shit happens, and it's Kratos as a much more human kind of character, supposedly. So they've put way more effort into the actual story of this, I think, than they did with most of the other ones. So I'm very interested in this. But I was a huge nerd for Greek mythology and Irish mythology and Norse mythology and stuff when I was a kid. So these games all just they ring my bell 3 words from Sunday, you know?
Yeah, since we know it's a prequel, then it won't be pissed because they did lock up and they're not supposed to be awake. And I was like, how in the hell are they making another one? That's really funny. How are they making another one?
We still going to be pissed because they're going to put the prequel that don't tie up to the end. What?
Just like Reach. Just like with Reach, it was a prequel. Not, was it Reach? Whatever. What's one of those games?
Yeah,
game?
Yeah, Reach was a prequel.
ODST. Yeah, ODST and Reach were, and both of them were just whack. I couldn't fuck with them. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna actually say I'm definitely bad, but I know I'm hardcore with stuff, but I know when something is messed up. A lot of dudes can't see past their fanboy shit to realize when something's screwed up or something's not bad or something don't add up. So I'm going bad, but I'm definitely like Jay was saying, it'll be interesting to see what they could do, because when you start at the beginning and try to keep the story that's already finished, they think a lot of people are stupid. See that on shows, even on some of those big popular TV series, characters will get completely taken out of the show. Or something just won't add up, and it's they'll just keep writing on top of that. So I want to see if they're going to do that.
And the other thing was the multiplayer thing. It's like every time, for me, it seems like most of the time they put the multiplayer in a game that never had it, that was a classic, and the game and goes a couple free. Steps back.
Yeah.
With the free multiplayer, Assassin's Creed, the same way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go.
Two sequels to that, then there's like two that was just out of the way. Like, what the? It's like you did. They put it to like three of them, and they like two that you were like, what the fuck is going on? And then they can't. I don't know, man.
They did that shit a lot, especially on that last one, man. I was just like, man, what the fuck's going on? Then my man died at the end. This dude right here, it was crazy. But the multiplayer, that shit's ass on there. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, look how many games they've put multiplayer in that were just single player games, even that's just in the last few months. I mean, Dead Space 3, Tomb Raider, fucking Assassin's Creed, fucking God of War. These things don't need multiplayer. These things need epic fucking storylines that makes the hair stand in the back of your neck and makes you sit up all fucking night and call in sick to work because you want to fucking finish this shit, you know?
They trying to sell copies, but like people, if they hear the multiplayer is not good anyway, those people ain't checking for the game. Like, I don't know anybody that's going to buy this game and say, oh, how's the multiplayer? Like, I got Far Cry 3 without ever playing any of those, and I knew, like, I'm looking at the preview, like, yo, this looks serious. I never was like, but the multiplayer was garbage for me, but I'm like, this isn't really about, because I played the multiplayer first, and I'm like, you know what, this is probably in a multiplayer game. So let me just go ahead and hit the single player with bullshit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just really not into adding multiplayer if it's not going to be. It ain't got to be great, but like, don't just throw out some bullshit real quick. And that's what a lot of dudes is doing with the multiplayer.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I think they was trying to do it for replay value myself, but like Assassin's Creed, you don't need multiplayer for the replay value. You can go back through it just to play if you miss. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
And probably the only game that instituted multiplayer that was fun, that didn't need one, but it enhanced the replay value in recent history that I can think of, is Grand Theft Auto. That's the only, and that was just because it did the open world aspect, and nobody plays like the team deathmatch or none of that part of the multiplayer. They just play the one where you can just fuck around together. So you know, open world multiplayer, you know, that works, where we can just run around and do silly stuff, you know, whatever. Yeah. But, you know, the other aspect of it, I just don't see this going against, you know, that part was not popular in Grand Theft Auto. It was just the one where you could go around inside the city, we could do stuff, and we could shoot each other if we wanted to. But then,
I never touched that joint.
No, I can't believe you didn't touch that, Chase. You gotta,
I
mean, for real.
I got the Grand Theft 4. I played it, but I ended up, see, that was really, I'm Modern Warfare 2 had me all types of, like, just ignoring all the games, fam. Like, that shit, that was my first Call of Duty. That shit had me acting like a fucking crackhead, bro. Like, I would not get off the game. So I had all them games sitting there. Modern Warfare 2, yo. It ain't like that no more.
Yeah. But the reason that a lot of people played Grand Theft Auto 4 was because there were two months that from November 21st until mid-January, you couldn't even play Call of Duty. You couldn't even play Warfare 2 because the lobbies was hacked on Xbox. So... it was the cap package glitch.
Oh yeah.
And then the glitch lobbies where you had the infinity score and then somebody getting the nuke and it was infinity. You just couldn't even play the game. So that's a lot of people went to play other stuff. That's where I started playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yep. Well, shit, we down to our last minute and a half on the show. So before we exit, we got to go ahead and throw the YouTube links out. The guest today, J-E-Z, youtube.com/ J-A-I-E-A-Z-Y, right? You're right.
Yeah,
that's it.
Then we got Patty Mac, a.k.a. youtube.com/ Is There Any Sense with the L instead of an I? Don't ask.
Yeah, you gotta keep shit awkward.
Then Aaron, your shit's fucked up, man. Tell them yours. I don't know what you're using, man.
I mean, you could. I might. I'm probably gonna start another one. I had my back hurts, but long story short, I got fucked up and changed the password, and I don't remember in the email, so I don't remember what I changed it to. But you can just check out Grown Man Gaming on YouTube, and that's basically what I'm focusing on right now.
And I don't really need to give my. All right, my link is youtube.com/xchasemoney. Make sure you check us out. We'll be back next Thursday. Thank you for coming on, Jay. That was appreciated.
Hell yeah.
Any last words? 20 seconds.
I'm about to play You Don't Know Jack on Facebook. That's what I'm about to do. I bet y'all don't know how to
play. I'm about to play that 2K app, matter of fact. Try to get my VC up.
I'm about to go to bed. I'm in the future.
How about ditch?
Right. All right. Well, I think that's we're going to call that a show.
All right. Thanks for stopping out. Thanks for listening, guys.
Peace, love, and puppies, folks.
Peace.
Hi.